And they carried me up to a room that is even more beautiful. And I went in there and I saw some young men and old men. I told them, what is this? So they told me, the man that had hooks in his mouth that would tear it up to his neck is a man who tells a lie. And that lie will be carried all around the world. So this is his punishment until the day of judgment. We think about how a lie can reach the whole world. Now with media, mass media, you could lie and that lie can be carried all over the world. And when a lie comes out the mouth, it cannot be taken back. It's like trying to put a camel through a needle eye. If it comes out of the mouth, it's done. So that person would say, tell a lie, and he cannot control it, and it goes all around the world. So this is his punishment until the day of judgment. That's the punishment of kadhib, lying. إِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهَدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهَدِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَكْذِبْ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. Ibn Mas'ud says that Rasulullah ﷺ said that lying leads to corruption, and corruption leads to hellfire. And a man would keep on lying until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would write him down as a liar. And then they said the man that was lying down and his head was being crushed with a big stone, that is the person who learned Quran, but then would not follow it during the daytime and would not recite it in the nighttime. So this is a person who learned Quran, studied Quran or memorized Quran, but he would not pray and recite Quran at night and he would not follow up on the commandments of Quran in the daytime. So Quran is just, as they say now, barakah. It has no use. It's in the heart, but there is no action based on Quran. We know Quran and we don't follow it. And that is the punishment for it. Quran is a blessed book. There is barakah in Quran, but the barakah comes by following the commandments of Quran. It does not come by wrapping Quran in beautiful cloth and putting it on the rack until dust builds on it. Quran is in the heart. And those men and women who were in the oven, those are az-zunah, the ones who used to commit zina, adultery and fornication. And that's their punishment until the day of judgment. And the one who was swimming in the river of blood and then would be pushed in it with a rock, that's the one who used to deal with interest. And that is his punishment until the day of judgment. It is punishment in dunya. It's punishment in the grave. It's punishment on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And it's punishment in hellfire. And there is no pleasure in it in dunya. And there is no use in it in dunya. Rasulullah ﷺ says, عَاقِبَةُ الرِّبَا إِلَىٰ قِلْ. The eventual ending of riba is decrease. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy riba. That's in dunya and akhirah. And then this is the punishment of the person who deals with interest in the grave, swimming in a river of blood. And then on the day of judgment, Ibn Abbas says, the one who used to deal with riba, when he comes out of his grave, the angels will give him weapons and they will tell him, go and fight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you deal with interest, then there is an announced and waged war against you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wage this war on you on the day of judgment. And to be fair with you, he will give you weapons to fight with him with. That is the result of riba. And then in akhirah, eventually it is hellfire. إِلَى النَّارِ. That is the result of dealing with riba, interest. We try to look for ways around it. We go shopping for fatwa to get around riba. This is the hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not waged war except on two people. The one who fights the awliya of Allah, مَنْ آذَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. The one who fights my awliya, then I would wage war against them. And the second person is the one who deals with interest. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. These are the only two people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced war against. And then the old man sitting next to the tree is Ibrahim. And the children surrounding him are the children who died in young age.